morning and welcome in to the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. So glad you're with us on this Bears Friday. The schedule release is out for the Bears and the rest of the National Football League. So let us turn now to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
We turn to a father, a husband, a son, a brother, a Trojan, a Gator, a Bear. It is the great Alex Brown, and he joins us here on Cap'n Jay Hood. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. That was awesome right there. Thank you.
That's the best introduction you ever got for me, ever. So you know, yes. So you know I'm in a good mood, Alex Brown, because it is because the schedule is out. And Jesse, you asked a great question before we went to break.
Yeah, Alex, tell us, when you were playing and the schedule comes out and you know where you're going and when you're going, what are the important things? Are you thinking of the wins and losses? Are you thinking when to bring family on the road? What are you thinking about as a player when the schedule comes out?
Oh, man. As a player,
You know,
wasn't that long ago.
You want the better teams. I mean, you'd like to have the better teams that you're going to play on your schedule at home.
Okay.
That's what you'd like. So when you see a team or you see the schedule and you see a team like, let's say, Kansas City, and you know you got to go there, it's like, ugh, all right, we're going to have to make sure we strap it up and we got our stuff together, because you're playing a really good team at their place. So they're going to be jacked up. They're going to be ready to go. I mean, those type of things. But then, I mean, for me, I love playing in all the stadiums. So I'd look at it and see what new places that I'll be playing in that year. There's a lot of different ways you can look at it. But when it boils down, I think the most important part is, where do you have the most competitive teams, the better teams? Do you have them at home or do you have them at away? So I think that's the most important thing as far as when the schedule comes out.
All right, Charlie, clip that. That's a good football answer. We got that. That'll go viral. Mm-hmm. Now, let's go back to young, single Alex Brown on the road. Let's go through it now. The best spots, okay? Little strip club, little restaurant. All right, here we go. Tampa, top of the list, right? Your first road game. Quality spot, right? Tampa? Come on.
I have no idea. I haven't been single in so long. I don't know. I really don't know.
You better not do that, Alex Brown. Don't do that to us now. Tampa nightlife. All right. This is what we're going to do. 1 through 5, okay? We're going to talk about nightlife on the road. Tampa, Florida. 1 through 5.
5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kansas City on the road. 1 through 5.
I'm going to say it's 5. I was thinking about Willie Rofe, and the next day I had to play it, so I wasn't really...
What was the story? What happened in Kansas City?
We got the brakes beat off of us, and the running back that they had, we came into the game, and he needed 2 touchdowns to break the record. I think he ended up with 3. Ooh. So... yeah, Priest Holmes, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and Willie Rowe probably he body slammed me 14 times. Something like that. Yeah,
but good barbecue, decent spot, right? Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, nation's capital, Washington D.C. You stay in the hotel or are you going out? 1 through 5 in that spot.
I'm in the hotel. I mean, I'm finding a place that I can order food. You know, I mean, back then we didn't have Uber, so you can order food. You can have it. You can either go pick it up or get it delivered. But I mean, that's it. I mean, going to Philly. Okay, you want a Philly cheesesteak? Going to I don't know where you can get a really good cheesecake or something, like, I don't know. I mean, that's, listen, we were locked in, man. We were locked in.
We were
focused on the task at hand, okay?
You know what?
That's what we were on.
He's back to the political answer.
Right back to Bible study. Okay. So you're saying, so Commanders in the room. You're not kicking it in D.C. That's fair. I get it. So that's a 1. All right? You got that as a 1, right?
That's a 1.
Okay. Now. L.A.
The next 2 weeks are big.
All right. Chargers, big spot. So 1 through 5, L.A.
LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, you were pretty locked in on that. There was no
Oh,
so there was nothing to like. Everywhere you go, there's an obstacle there. Now I'll say San Francisco. When we went to San Francisco, there was a big thing, and Alfonso Boone took me to like these shoe places. Like, you know, I guess there was a lot of sneaker places you could go to there. So we went to a couple of those places, but that was it.
And in your days, it's San Diego Chargers. So San Diego, right. You're definitely going to
San Diego.
So that's that Gas Lamp District 4, right? About 4 or 5, definitely, right? You're kicking it, right? Gas Lamp?
I don't even know. Like, I have no idea where these places are.
Oh, y'all know San Diego, California. Y'all, this is unbelievable.
I don't know where this Gas Lamp or...
Yeah. In prayer the whole time. In prayer.
All right. Well, then the Week 9 game, though.
Oh, he knows.
He's out. He's out for Week 9.
He's a former St. Alex Brown.
That's right.
He knows about Sandy. All right.
So New Orleans is a 10, right?
New Orleans is a place where you can, if you want to get out of the hotel, yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. Yes. There's a lot of things you can do in New Orleans. A lot of good food. There's the casinos, there's everything's there. So if you want that, yes. But they have a team that they're going to have to deal with the next day. So I'm going to advise, go to Drago's, get you a little, some oysters, fried, whatever it is. They make them in every way possible. And then get your butt back to the hotel because you're going to have a problem on your hands in that dome. And it's not just the team because the fans, they always come and they always bring it. So you better be ready.
Hotel lobby in Detroit? You're not kicking it? Hotel lobby?
That's as far as you go. That's as far as you go in Detroit.
There was at the wherever we stayed, there was a crazy view that you could actually look from the hotel. You could see what everybody told me was Canada. I don't know if they're lying to me or not.
Yeah. Windsor.
Yeah. Windsor. So, you can see it. Yeah. You can see Windsor from your... It's the Marriott?
There we go.
I've been there.
Yeah, there's a couple Marriotts there.
A nice, like, rooftop or, like, sky, mm-hmm. like, a view of Canada. There's, like, a hotel bar up top on the roof.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they weren't lying to me. Okay. So,
that was Canada, yes. It was a... All right, so Minnesota, Minneapolis...
Yes, stay in the room.
Yeah, I was about to say this. I was about to say this.
Wow. Yeah, order some chicken wings. Stay in the room. Oh, you can go. You can go walk and see the largest mall in the world.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yes,
you can go do that. But I mean, yeah, that sounds interesting.
Any place to kick it in Cleveland? Room, Cleveland. The flats, maybe.
No. My man Joe Hayden had a. A shoe store there. There are a couple places like shoe stores or clothing stores. I wouldn't. Cleveland, man. Cleveland ain't for the faint of heart. You get out there and you get down the wrong street, boy, you're going to be in trouble. So
Good to know.
And we already know your answer to Green Bay. That's, you know.
Hotel. That's got to be hotel.
You're not going out.
Yeah. Appleton.
Now, Appleton, let me tell you about Appleton.
Oh.
Stay in the hotel.
So what we laid out here, Jesse, there's some spots clearly on the road where you can get it in.
And then there's some that you just stay in the hotel.
Bible study. I understand, Alex. Right. Yes. Yes.
You guys are amazing.
That's how you break down the schedule, man.
There's a lot of sneaker places on the road. Yeah, that's apparently what Alex like.
Yeah, there we go. There's a lot of sneaker places. There's a lot of places you can go and see clothing and shoes and stuff like that, you know.
How about that? D.C. on the road. I mean, no places in D.C.
There's some good places in D.C.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Virginia or right D.C.
Right
proper?
Right D.C. proper, yeah.
No kidding.
Old Ebbets Grill, that's a good place.
Hmm.
They keep their clothes on air, but it's a good place.
That's good to know. See, Alex, that's how you break down the schedule right there. So
okay, all right. I didn't know. See, I'm new to this. See?
Oh, please. I can't wait for your book. It should be. I know some people got to die first, but I'm just telling you.
That's the name of the book. I'm new to this.
So, there you go. Jesse, you two was talking about like that back part of the schedule, last five games. You had some concerns, right?
Well, I think those are really winnable games when you get the Lions at home, Alex, the Cardinals at home, the Falcons at home, all in December. Final game on the road in Green Bay. I feel like, four of those are winnable, and we don't know what the Browns are going to be this year, but that's on the road. This is all after the bye. I mean, you like a lot of people, at least expect almost every game to be meaningful in the sense that they're not going to be out of it after after 10 weeks, right, Alex? Like, these games will have meaning down the stretch, I would imagine.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, there's I think the Bears are going to have a pretty dang good year, honestly. The things we assume that that Justin's going to take a step forward, right? The weapons around him now are better. The offensive line protects him better. The defense plays better because that, I get it. The buzz is about Justin and the offensive weapons, but if we can't do better as far as rushing the quarterback or getting to the quarterback and stopping the run, then Justin better get ready because he's going to have to score 45 points a game. So the defense has to play better. And you've added some really good pieces on defense. You've upgraded on talent, I think, throughout the whole team. So, yeah, I mean, when you look at the schedule, assuming they're above 500 or right at 500 when the last five games come up, yeah, these are very winnable games. Let's not look past Cleveland. I think Cleveland's going to be a tough game on the road, but that Falcons game will be – they got a lot of weapons here. So there's a lot of weapons. Obviously, that'll be up in Chicago, but there's a lot of weapons on that team offensively. So you just got to make sure you got your stuff together. Detroit is a tough team. I mean, yeah, a boneheaded move, drafting a running back when you already have 12, sure. But, I mean, they're still a team that plays their butt off. They play hard. And those rookies that's coming in, they're going to have to get on board with that. So you know you got to bring your lunch pail with you when you're playing Detroit, and the Packers are the Packers playing them up there January 7th. That's going to be – that game could decide if we go
yeah. –
if we're in the playoffs, if we win it, we could very well be in position to win the division. I just think that we're going to have a better year than some may think, but we need to stay healthy and we need to get better – and just focus on us in that sense. Just continually getting better each and every week, and then come around to week 17, week 18, or game 17, week 18, then you got a shot to get into the playoffs maybe a year early than what people think where you should be. So I'm excited for the year.
Did you count the wins, Alex?
No, yeah, not yet. I haven't.
Yeah, we counted.
Where you at?
Okay, so Jesse has them at 9-8, and I have them at 8-9. I think the Bears split with each team in the NFC North. What I'm trying to do is trying to give the Bears the benefit of the doubt, in which, especially defensively, I just want the Bears to have some cohesion. I think it's difficult to go from 3 wins to 9 wins or 3 to 10 unless you're having a charm season. And if you do get there, Alex, then I want to have sustained success. I like for the Bears to get at least 8 wins. That means a 5-win improvement, and then from there, just keep going in the right direction. If I say that the Bears are going to win 9 or 10 games, it's like, well, are you taking off, or is this a one-off? And that's my concern. Poll says he wants to do this the right way, and I just think that there's going to be some growing pains on the defensive line that holds the Bears back from winning some games. It shouldn't have to be a shootout every game. If the offense is improved and the defense is lagging behind, that won't work for me.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm right there with you. I do believe the Bears get to 10 wins. Just looking at the schedule, I think they – in the division, I don't think they split with everybody. I think there is a team there that they're gonna beat twice. And then maybe they split with other ones. But the home games, the away games, I think you got to – the Broncos are going to be better, okay? Mm-hmm. Tampa is going to be – okay, but going down there, it's not an easy place to play.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, this is September, so it's hot in Florida, man. So you never know how those games are going to play out. KC is KC, but you look at the Bears over the past few years. The year that Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl, the Bears beat them. Tampa, the Bears beat them. You look at last year, they beat San Francisco. So I'm not ruling out some of these teams that we think are really good, that the Bears can't beat them. It's just about being consistent and how they're winning. I think they'll protect Justin Moore this year. I think he will have a better year. He has weapons around him. Going in this time last year, we thought Mooney was the number one. We realized that he is no longer that. He is he could be tied for number two right now, but that's a good thing, you know, with DJ Moore there. So I think they're going to be better than what people think. I'm going to give them 10 wins, and I think they – man, hell, I think they win the division.
Ooh.
That's what I think.
Mark that down.
I think they win the division this year.
Mark that down, Alex Brown.
Yes.
You high. Yes. Alex, as always,
we're going to revisit this when it happens.
We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it, Alex.
It's the great Alex Brown with
wow,
us.
Wow, he talked himself into it during that last answer. They're going to win the division.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
When we come back, can I make a weird, wacky analogy between, this has come out of nowhere, Wilson Contreras and the St. Louis Cardinals and bear weather.
All right.
That we were talking about before.
All right. Absolutely not. On Captain Jay Hood, back after this.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We open up the Friday folder coming up at 9:35. Tracy Butler will be in here. She's going to have to move your little blazer. Move your jacket
will
out of
do,
the way.
Will do.
So that way Tracy Butler come in with the weekend weather at 9:50 right here on ESPN 1000. Don't forget Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Chicago Bears, will be on the air with Black and Abdallah at 11:20 right here on the Home of the Bears ESPN 1000. As we look into the schedule, we'll get into that momentarily. But so you heard from Alex Brown. Deep breath. He has them going to not only the playoffs, but winning the division. Better than the Vikings, better than the Packers, better than the Lions. Chicago Bears, your thoughts, sir?
Somehow he talked himself into it in the middle of an answer, I think. I'm not sure. Because remember, when you asked him, have you gone through the schedule win-loss, he said no. But then in talking it out, he talked himself into it. Here's the thing. I don't think anybody that predicts them to make the playoffs is crazy. Because they have one of the easier schedules. And certainly it's a reversal from last year. So if you add an easier schedule with a leap as a team, you know, taking another step, you can talk yourself into it. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a little bit more understanding and confidence in their defense.
Yeah.
You can see it coming together offensively, maybe not day one, but certainly as the season progresses. I don't know about defensively. Can it last for 18 weeks and get them to the postseason? But the leap from 3 to 8 or 9 wins is not impossible because of this schedule. If it was a tough schedule, I would say no. But it's not that the home games are all winnable. They really are.
Charlie,
the road games I have a problem with.
Charlie, go back to your shot or no shot. You asked a question about the Bears. Do you remember what you asked regarding the Bears? You said something about the amount of games that they have on primetime
they have 4 primetime games. I was curious if you thought the NFL that says the NFL believes they're on the upswing.
Okay, Dan Graziano, who's on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the show that comes on before ours between 5 and 7 here on ESPN 1000, said that yeah, the big leap is happening for Justin Fields and the Bears.
The player you think could take the biggest leap this year is
Justin Fields. I think that what they've done for him and around him will only help. I think their schedule lays out pretty favorably, and I think this is a player who has the ability to do more as a passer than we've seen so far, and we already know what he can do as a runner. I think he's a guy that we'll be talking about a lot this year and at the end of the year as a guy whose future is extremely bright in this league.
Boop.
See, what's interesting to me is, I think we all tend to agree with them, but it's also a team and a player that has the most room to grow. Or not the most, but one of the most. Mm. Like, there's not a lot of players with his ability that had such a bad year, and now there's so much room to grow. So I feel like it's almost an easy answer to say Justin Fields when asked something like that, because you're starting so low. You're starting with a 3-win team.
Yeah.
And the numbers weren't great, the passing numbers. So there's so much room to grow. If they double their win total, if he doubles his passing yards, whatever it is, you're going to say, look, we were right. So that it's damning with faint praise almost. Like, yeah, he's going to make a big leap because he needs to make the big leap. And there's room for a big leap. That's my take.
It is true. What you laid out is true. There is room for a big leap. But you know what's happening here. They see the Bears with three wins.
Right.
They've been talking about Justin Fields. Jesse, I just want you to just see if you can recall any time that there was a quarterback or a team that had three wins and they're getting this much praise. They're getting segments on the television shows. Plenty of here because we're the home of the Bears, fine. But just the idea that people look at Justin Fields and go, yeah, that Bears team is going to be a lot better. I think it's just because that the Bears are doing what Major League Baseball teams do or the NBA teams do. They're leveling it from the studs. They're knocking it all the way down and trying to grow that way. Now, you know what the Bears have done over the years because you and I have been Bears fans watching this. It's throw money at the situation, right? Throw free agency money at it, get to the playoffs, and then disappear for 5 or 6 years. Pop up, like Sylvie says, that pop up playoffs. That's what, and which is a great phrase, right? That's what he does.
You have to do Sylvie once a show for me every day. Every time we say
that's what he says. It's a great phrase because he makes a great point. Sylvie says the pop up playoffs,
right?
Where you just, pour water on it, playoffs, right, and then it just goes away.
It grows for a year and then goes away, right? No doubt.
Yeah.
Bears have been stuck in that. But here's what's been good about Poles and the advantage that he had. He walked in with what we think is a franchise quarterback, but still was a bad team. At least he could check that off and now work on everything else. Normally, if you're bad, you have to work on the quarterback first, then everything else. He hopefully has that done, so working on everything else has become, in a sense, easier because he can just start picking off positions to improve on. So this is where that leap can happen. We'll see.
You got a cough button there, pal?
I don't need one. I'm good.
I had a little cough there.
I was about to.
I had a little frog in my throat.
A little frog in my throat.
A little cough. I think that might. Is that judges?
A little of my drink.
Judges, is that a fine? He's got hiccups too.
I think I got the hiccups. I need surgery.
Here. I get some porcupines.
I'm putting my fine in there.
Okay, $1 for berniesbookbank.org for the cough on the air without the cough button. Now, who is this guy, by the way, as we get ready for Friday Folder? Jay Moore, Matt Ramage, this Packer guy?
Yeah, he's a blogger out of Green Bay, has a pretty solid fan base, and he talks some little trash about the Bears.
Hey, what does this mean?
Check out on John over here. He says, Bears are going to destroy the Packers week one. It's a funny thing. You know what I mean? It's a funny comment. The Bears won three games last year. Bears fans have never been more confident in their life. I've never seen a more confident three-win team who didn't, like, they didn't get a new quarterback. They didn't get, like, all these new things. They're just like, no, we're just going to get better for no reason. So, but that is Bears fans for you. You know what I mean?
The smoker's cough there. Was that the little Paul Mall? Did you hear that?
Stumbling over words a little bit.
Little Paul Mall in the air.
I don't even like when he says, though, that's Bears fans, because I don't think Bear fans are overly optimistic from year to year. There's a little Cub fan in us all.
My dad and I have a joke that
where are things going to go wrong?
Is that Charlie?
Yeah, nobody hates the Bears more than Bears fans. That's a joke my dad and I have.
It's not only Bears fans. What do you mean? We're usually finding what's wrong with the team.
Well,
and he shouldn't say out of nowhere. This is what building a team is. One year you're bad, then you start to get better.
That guy, how about that? I mean, look, it's Matt has to understand that this is a different regime here. Kevin Warren at the top, McCaskey's move over to the side. Yeah, he's the owner, sure, but Kevin Warren, Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, Justin Fields, everyone's growing at the same time because it's new. It's not just throw some veteran coach in there and then throw money at the situation and then just get the pop up. You don't get that.
This guy has forgotten what it looks like to play a rookie quarterback, and that's basically what Jordan Love is. You know what I'm saying? First-year quarterback. Good luck. Good luck. You've been spoiled for about 20 years. Good luck.
All right, my friend.
We need a Sylvie rant today. Give me one. We're coming for you, Grant. I can't do it. We're coming for you, Packers.
He's 2-6. He's going to be going after him, too, because I know Sylvie's seen the schedule, and he's already got some things checked off. Maybe some trips along the way. Maybe back to Tampa with Braxton.
That's right. Braxton, Carmen.
Everybody, right?
We had a great time.
I love him. The headlines that we have here for you, brought to you by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. We will open up the Friday folder and hear from Tracy Butler as well, coming up at 9:50. Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, also on 100.3 FM HD2.
Here's today's headlines with Captain Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Bears' schedule was released, and they will begin the season against the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love in week one. The Bears will also play four in primetime games, including two on Thursday Night Football with the Washington Commanders and the Carolina Panthers, week 5 and week 10 for those two games. The Denver Nuggets advance to the Western Conference Finals, 125-100 over the Phoenix Suns. The Boston Celtics stayed alive with a 95-86 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. They will play Game 7 on Sunday. The Sox lose against Kansas City, 3 out of 4 in that series. And they will play against the Astros tonight, 6:30, right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Ronaldo Lopez is 0-3 with an 8.04 ERA. This was the guy you handed the ball to when Liam Hendricks went down. Ronaldo Lopez, 8 ERA.
It took Cap about 6 weeks to understand what I was saying to him on opening day. I said, don't give the ball to Lopez because he's not a closer. He's a long man or a short relief guy to set up.
Like in the sixth.
Yes, exactly.
He's got a live arm, but he is not ready for prime time.
Tune in.
Well, thanks, Rick. I mean, I've been tuning in. I've been seeing the same thing. Thank you. Cubs also are playing as well. They're starting their 9-game road trip, right?
Minnesota could help the White Sox.
That's true. As you're listening to ESPN 1000, Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Captain Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Captain Jay Hood Show.
For the Friday Folder here on Cap'n Jay Hood, brought to you by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Friday Folder is built in pretty much for Cap because we can't get through all the stories we want to get through during the week. So that's why we built in this Friday Folder. Don't forget, it will be Ryan Poles, the general manager for the Bears, will be on the station 11:20 with Bleck and Abdallah. Make sure that you're here to hear what Ryan Poles has to say.
Are they going to go game by game with them? Win, loss.
Ryan,
what's the over under?
What's the best places on the road, Ryan? I remember, you know, this one woman. No, like, exactly, right? Is he going to go like we did Alex Brown?
So
and give
funny.
Us some memories of him as a Bear?
I just want him to do the win loss thing. It would be hilarious. It'd be national headlines.
I mean, tell you, my friend, I really believe we can beat Kansas City. I'm just telling you. With more, here's Charlie. Charlie?
All right. So we have some limited edition Malort-flavored croutons that are launching this weekend. You guys like Malort?
Yes.
You like croutons?
No. Yes, actually,
yes.
I do.
All right.
That's looks a no
like,
and a yes.
Looks yeah. like Jesse has new salads coming.
Okay. So we did the Malort test on the show. We had sips of Malort, and Cap thought I was going to throw up, and I'm like, you don't know me very well at all. It's like some people like a six pack. I walk around with a keg. No one's. I'll be fine with my keg. I ain't going nowhere. Right?
I've been out with you. Not for a while, but I've been out with you.
Yeah.
You handle it much better than me.
So that won't be a problem there. Yeah. No. I mean, I know it's a Chicago tradition. We had the Malort test, and it's like an acquired taste. Very acquired. And so Malort flavored crouton sounds
crazy. I'm going to try it at least. I'm going to throw it in my salad. I'm going to throw it in my kid's salad.
Steve Stone would tell you to mix in a salad every now and
then. Right, yes, he would. That's from the man that's never had a vegetable.
So there you go.
So I'd rather do a shot of Malort than a shot of vodka. And I think that's a controversial take. Because I don't, like, I prefer it to that. I don't hate Malort.
Have you had vodka?
Yeah. It tastes like hand sanitizer.
It does.
Malort tastes like...
How do you know a handset?
Well, he had some fries and had hand sanitizer on his hands, and it's like, yeah, he mixed the two, right?
Look, we're using a lot of hand sanitizer in 2020.
That's true. So you decided to have it as a side dish.
Oh, yeah.
as an appetizer.
Oh, right? You know, you use it, and then, like you said, you're eating fries, and you're like, this tastes terrible.
So, I'll pass on that. I like croutons, sure. Malort flavored croutons? Odd. All right, what's next? What else did we miss?
All right, so these kayakers they found a giant snapping turtle in the Chicago River. Take a listen to them.
Look at this guy. Look at his. We got a picture of his most beautiful sign. Look at the size of that thing. Oh my God, that's a massive turtle. Is that a snapper? He's a snapper.
That's a Chicago River snapper. Are you kidding me?
Look at that beast. Hey, how you doing, guy? You look good. Look at the size of this thing. Holy hell. You look good. I'm real proud of you. You've been eating healthy. You ever heard of liquid salad? We've been doing that. Al does that.
You know, he's sick but strong. Look at him.
Are you happy to have spring? Damn, that's a scene if there ever was one, man. Look at that.
He's just f***ing hanging out on the rusty chains.
We should take him out to eat.
My God, is that out of central casting?
I mean, right. I was about to say, is that the bear or is that something that happened?
It's not like callers.
I mean, my God.
What is Yurko doing out there?
Yeah, really?
It's just like, look at this thing. Look at it. It's a snapping turtle. It's unbelievable. Look at this guy.
There's no stereotypical Chicagoans. No, not at all.
I was expecting him to be like, you know, turtle, I don't know about fields. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love what the Bears did with their schedule release.
That was cool.
Because I've watched the Bear, and it is quintessential Chicago. Bring the guy from Shameless in. Bring the star in. Bring him in. The kid. Bring him in.
You know Odenkirk's going to be on the Bear this summer.
He is?
Yeah, he's joined the cast.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Is he in the back?
I don't know what he's doing. Odenkirk. Investor, cooking, I don't know.
I love Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, he's joining the Bear. Episode's out in June.
Real? Man, I'm looking forward to that. That makes me happy.
He's so much bigger than everybody else on that show. As far as like
true, right.
I wonder if it'll overpower it almost.
The kid from Shameless. I can't
Jeremy Allen White.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
I think he's fantastic.
Oh, he's great.
He is a serious thespian. I know that sounds crazy, Charlie, but like I've seen him interviewed and he's like very deep in thought about his character. Like really, really deep in his thought. So I
think he'd be up for an Emmy for this one.
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Charles Tillman could cook so well back there in the back.
It was good.
It was good. Very good.
It was funny.
It was hard to track with everything cutting out of order, but.
Well, that's kind of the show. It's sometimes hard to track.
Maybe that was the gimmick, Charlie. Because they had such a hectic. It was so crazy trying to get all the orders together that the schedules were out of whack. Like it started off, the first receipt was Bears, yeah. Packers, the first game, last game, and then there was week 7 and 8 over here.
Right,
3-4. So maybe it was the gimmick. Like it's all over the place.
Right. I think that was the gimmick.
Okay. Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie.
Tom Cruise is quote extremely interested in pursuing Shakira.
To do what?
You never
whatever
know what Tom
he wants.
To do what?
You never know what this guy. Sandwich.
Cut that meat.
I saw a meme of like Walter White in the back of the van, and he's like, "No, Shakira, he's gonna make you join the Church of Scientology."
Man, okay, that seems. Well,
you don't
strange.
Really hear much about his personal life anymore, so this is why it's news, I think.
But I mean, it's just weird. Like we make it seem like it's a sports transaction. He's trying to pursue Shakira. That's so strange. Hey, buddy, I'm first to report.
His people are going to call Shakira's people, and they're going to figure it out.
Okay. That kind of thing. That's just strange. But Jesse, it's a deeper conversation, but if you don't get with someone in your circle of communication, entertainment, Hollywood, you get some person from the outside, and maybe they're there to take your money. You don't know if it's true love or not, right?
Of course.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got enough to... If he loses out on this exchange, he'll be okay.
That's correct. All right, Charlie?
A Taylor Swift fan is selling her contacts that have, quote, seen the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for $10,000. Selling the contacts she was wearing at the concert for $10,000 because they've seen this tour.
Please tell me no one's bid on that.
I love Taylor
Please
Swift.
Please tell
I'm
me
not
no one's
that.
Bid on that.
Bro, think about that.
Why not just buy a ticket for less and see her yourself? It's ridiculous.
One of her, not you say one of her contacts?
One of her contacts.
Both of them.
Does that change it?
But what am I missing here, right? If you're going to spend $10,000, buy a ticket and go see her.
I agree. Look, I'm a big fan of Taylor Swift, but I don't know if I'm buying a stranger's contacts.
Well, these glasses saw Justin Steele pitch a great game the other night, if anybody's interested.
$1.50.
I'll sign it for less, like my book.
All right. Do we have one more, or are we good here? Did we get it through everything?
I got an alligator in the sewer.
Oh, please tell us about it.
Those are always good ones.
There's an alligator in the sewer just hanging out in Florida. Just hanging out. You just open the sewer, alligator in there. Is there a more frightening thing to imagine than sewers, than alligators crawling around?
What is Alex Brown doing in the sewer? That's my question. Why would he be down there?
I feel like there's so many alligator stories in Florida that are just run-of-the-mill. They're just walking through the golf course, swimming in the river. Dad, look.
Yeah, what is it?
It's a gator in the sewer.
Let's open it up and take a look.
Hey, pal, would you close the lid? I'm trying to get some sleep down here. Thank you. I'm in retirement. Have a nice day.
I like this alligator from Brooklyn.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's a snowbird. Don't you see?
Alligator.
That's exactly right, J-Boy. That's what it is. Hey, could you close the lid? Thanks a lot. And by the way, go Gators. Get it? Alligator, Gator, we're going to have a good year. Take care. Go Yankees.
You sound like my uncle. who lives in Florida.
He's a snowbird, yeah, right? From New York.
Lived in Florida.
A snowbird.
Yeah, total snowbird.
Yeah, right. So there you go.
And it was Go Rangers.
Oh, was it Go Rangers?
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
Yeah.
Take care. The whole cane thing didn't work out too well, huh?
No, it didn't.
I don't know about this Panarin guy.
Ah, what a buster that guy is. What a bust out. Huh?
Now close the lid.
Close the lid for me. Thank you.
Good night. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Gator.
I didn't close the lid.
Tracy Butler. Oh, boy. She's got to get prepared for this nonsense, as we do every Friday. Tracy Butler will join us with the weekend weather coming up next on Captain J Hood. Close the lid, huh?
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Ah, David Flom does a terrific job, doesn't it?
Nothing better than a summer spring day out there on the deck.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Looking over the river. Love Chicago Cut.
Chicago Cut Steakhouse brings us this Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day. It's an international flavor, I understand. International flavor with this cut of the day. All right, let's go ahead.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Okay, so we're at the Louvre, the famous, most visited museum in the world. We wanted to see the Mona Lisa. You want to talk about what is overrated? Right back there. That is such an overrated thing.
Like Cubs most seasons.
Oh, my God. She's firing on the Cubs. That's it. That's it. Mona Lisa, you're better than that. That little thing on a wall. Wow. Very disappointed in you, Mona Lisa. Take that.
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. What a jag.
You're better than that, Mona Lisa.
Is that from his IG?
Yeah, going after Mona Lisa.
Tracy?
As we bring in Tracy Butler from ABC7 Eyewitness News.
Can I just say, before I got in here, and Hoodie, you said, oh, and Tracy's going to have to put up with this nonsense.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
Right.
Yes.
Cap's not here.
Right. Yes.
This is like nothing. Junior nonsense.
This is
JV nonsense.
This is JV.
This is JV nonsense. Yeah.
Yes. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
So that's on this Instagram story. He's doing that.
You know, this pose.
Got his camera up there saying, look at that little picture of Mona Lisa. I'm just telling you. I mean, can you believe that? And his wife says, yeah, overrated like the Cubs start, as you heard right there.
That was the best line of the whole thing.
Yes.
Her reference there.
It blames Mona, by the way. It says, Mona, you're better than
you're
that.
You're better than that. Oh, God.
Tracy. The subject. The artist's subject.
He is the stereotypical American yes. overseas.
Meatball American.
Meatball American.
There you go.
This amount of lace is overrated.
Look how small that picture is, like a Polaroid. I'm just telling you. Really? Really? To say something like beautiful art like the Mona Lisa. And he just says, look at that little thing like a postage stamp.
You're better than that. Oh my God.
Well,
that could have been a reality show, just a camera following him around Europe. Oh my God.
Another failed reality show.
Right. Attempted reality show.
Another failed one. Deep and dark into VH1, I'm sure. God. Overnight.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Tracy Butler's here. Tracy, as we speak, there's no sunshine. Oh, it seems dark
and
rainy.
It's
scary out there, Tracy.
Yeah, Jesse told me he was on the golf course yesterday.
Beautiful.
And how about that?
Oh, it's great. By the way, I have a device I'm going to get you for your putting game.
What?
My buddy invented this thing. It's called the Drop More. It's this device you put down, and it helps you line up your putts. It's a whole thing. It's patented, I think. Yeah, the Drop More. I'm going to get you.
Okay, please. I would love it.
I would like to know, does that help with golf, though?
Well, what remains to be seen if it helps my golf. We quit after 16, and I was already over 100. So once I hit triple digits, I get out. It doesn't matter if I'm on the 14th or 18th.
But it was your first round.
Yeah, it was.
It was your first round.
Right.
And you said it was crowded, right?
Yeah, I was up in Northbrook. It was a little slow. But, you know, on a Thursday, I thought maybe get one in the afternoon. It went slow.
One of the reasons why it was slow, you were out there.
The people behind me were saying the same
thing. In Northbrook.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm not at the fancy, you know, Jonathan Hood Country Club.
Well, don't worry about that. Yeah. That's why God made the South Side in the South Suburbs.
I've never had an invite to the Jonathan Hood Country Club.
No.
Never.
No. So,
how about that weekend weather, Tracy? Looks scary.
Yeah, they're going to get this White Sox game in.
You know what? I think we'll get the game in. I do think there will be some showers, especially at the beginning of the game, is most likely.
Okay.
But I do think we'll get the game in. The weekend, so today, this afternoon, there will be some showers, maybe even a couple rumbles of thunder this afternoon. The weekend, so if you're treating mom this weekend, and you have a choice of Saturday or Sunday, maybe you're going to grill out or something, I would choose tomorrow. It has a lesser chance of rain tomorrow. There will be a few stray showers, but it's more likely early Sunday morning, then again later Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. We're probably going to get some rain.
So Saturday's best.
Saturday is going to be best.
Saturday.
Now,
very good advice.
Really, really strong lakefront for the Sox games. Really strong lake breeze. So if anybody's going to these Sox games this evening or over the weekend, just know it's going to be a little
chilly. Sunday looks really bad. Sunday, the high of 57 and rain.
Yeah. Chilly.
Come on,
Tracy. Really chilly day on Sunday.
That's not the way to treat your mother.
We thank you.
Well, my mom's back in Pittsburgh.
Well, all of our mothers. Whatever.
We thank you for listening and calling and twitching and being part of the program here on Captain Jay Hood. Our thanks to you, Jesse, for being in here.
Good seeing you, Jay Hood.
Thank you for spending time with us for a couple days.
You got it.
As he welched out on Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Jay Moore, for Tracy Butler, and for Cap, and for Jesse. I'm Jay Hood. So long, everybody. Turn your mic on.
From Chicago.
You jerk.